This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV, the only guy on TV that tells you the truth. My show's called Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered because there is nobody here to tell me what to do. There's nobody walking around as an assistant who says, Wayne, here's the topic we want you to talk about. I pick my own topics, and there is no teleprompter. There are no notes. There is no script. I go raw, unfiltered, from my lips to God's ears and you. And I tell you what's really going on out there. And I just told you about New York City. And New York, to let out 125,000 accused criminals, and starting on January 1st, 2020, meaning next month, everybody gets out without bail, even though you committed homicide and manslaughter. But wait, it's more than that. I want to give you a part two. In addition to letting them out for, you know, these wonderful crimes like second-degree manslaughter, third-degree assault, aggravated vehicular assault, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child, failure to register as a sex offender, making terroristic threats, criminally negligent homicide, aggravated vehicular homicide. In addition to letting him out, we're going to treat him wonderful with your taxpayer money. Because we're going to provide them with taxpayer-funded subsidized housing, job training, family counseling. The scheme is called the Atlas Program. It'll cost New York City taxpayers tens of millions of dollars each year. In 2018 alone, New York City judges released more than 105,000 accused criminals without bail. Now it's going to be everybody. And this isn't a proposed bill. It passed. This is the law as of January 1st. Good luck to New York City. It really is now Sodom and Gomorrah. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, a confirmed communist, in addition to providing subsidized housing and job training to murderers, is promising to give these released criminals gifts like New York Mets tickets and movie passes if they show up for their court dates. Oh, my gosh. Now, first of all, I grew up in New York. I grew up on the Bronx borderline. I'm the world's biggest New York Yankees fan. So I can understand giving Mets tickets to criminals because no one else wants to go to Mets games. I get it. Who in the world would ever take their family to a Mets game? Who would ever want to watch a Mets game? The Mets stink. So I get it. There's nothing else you can do with a Mets ticket. Might as well give it away to criminals. But you understand how absurd this all is. You kill someone, if you're willing to show up for a hearing, we'll give you Mets tickets, a restaurant pass for free. Why would we worry about you showing up for a hearing? Because we never should have let you out in the first place. Because if you show up, you might be sentenced to 100 years in jail for manslaughter or homicide. So we'll give you Mets tickets to show up. Wow. And you wonder why everyone's running away from New York, New Jersey, and California. They're insane. Liberals, the inmates are running the asylum. Here's another headline that says it all. That was New York City. But right next to New York City, of course, is New Jersey. New Jersey, as we call it. I can always smell it when I'm getting to New Jersey. New Jersey to become a wasteland. 44% of the residents of New Jersey plan to flee the state. Thanks to the highest property taxes in all of America. 44% of New Jersey residents plan to leave the state in the not-so-distant future, according to a recent survey from the Garden State Initiative and Fairleigh Dickinson University School of Public and Global Affairs. Committing to a more solid time frame, 28% of New Jersey residents are planning to leave in the next 5 years. 39% say they will do so over the next decade. Unsurprisingly, property taxes and the overall cost of living were cited as the main drivers. This debunks all the liberals who say, oh, people aren't leaving New York and New Jersey because of taxes. They're leaving because of the weather. It's cold and gloomy in the Northeast, and it is. But they're also all leaving California, where it's sunny and beautiful. I lived in California for about 15 years. It's the most perfect weather in the world. It's even nicer than Hawaii. To me, Hawaii gets boring. California weather is perfect, and it's beautiful, and the palm trees. Oh, my gosh, you never want to leave California. It's so beautiful. And I left California 18 going on 19 years ago. I left. I ran away from the high taxes and the traffic and the smog and the liberal insane people and the illegal aliens. And it's all gotten so much worse in the almost 19 years since I left. But this is the proof. They're running away from California, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey. Everybody's leaving. Nobody wants to grow up there. No one wants their kids going to school there, growing up there. Nobody wants to grow old there. Everyone's retiring to Texas, Florida, Nevada, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Utah. Those are the places, Arizona. That's where everybody's retiring to. And that's where they want their kids to go to school. Safe states, safe places. And they're getting out of Dodge. And the reason why is obvious. Now that they've seen this law, you saw President Trump just ran away from New York. After all these years, his whole lifetime in New York, he's now not going to be a New York resident. As of January 1st, he is a Florida resident. And I did it 18 years ago. I came to that conclusion. I left New York, and then I left California when it became bad. And I became a Nevada resident. And I fear in the next 10 years I'm going to get the hell out of Nevada. Because it's unlivable. As soon as liberals take over, it's unlivable. And by the way, just to show you, it's not just that we're letting the criminals out. It's not just that we're giving them Mets tickets and housing allowances and paying for their lives after they murdered people. The feds paid $1 billion in Social Security benefits to individuals who didn't have a Social Security number. This is according to a new audit of the Social Security Administration. The agency's inspector general found employees in the government's documentation for representative payees, otherwise known as individuals who receive retirement or disability payments, on behalf of another person who's incapable of managing the benefits themselves. And the audits released Friday found thousands of cases where there was no Social Security number on file. The agency over the last decade paid $1 billion to 22,426 representative payees who didn't have a Social Security number, and they had not followed its policy to retain the paper application. Furthermore, unless it takes corrective action, this Inspector General's report estimates Social Security Administration will pay $182 million in benefits annually to representative payees who do not have a Social Security number. The Inspector General also found the agency paid $853 million, meaning almost $1 billion in benefits to individuals who had been terminated as representative payees to the agency. They don't even believe that they could take care of the person, so we're not going to give you money anymore. You're fired. We gave them almost $1 billion. The errors occurred because the agency did not keep paper applications supporting an individual's case to receive benefits. Folks, government is a mess, a complete mess. Who in their right mind would want government to take care of health insurance and the health system? And the medical system, and your grandma's health care. I read a report earlier on radio about what a mess our government is. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Here it is. Federal report. This sums up why you can't let the government take over health care. In the fall 2019 waste report by Senator Rand Paul, who's the United States Senator of Kentucky, who I love. I think Rand is great. And again, we have our disagreements. He's more libertarian than I am. I'm more conservative. I'm more Trump, Reagan, Goldwater conservative. He's a little more libertarian. But we agree 80% of the time. And when you agree 80%, as Ronald Reagan said, that's your friend, not your enemy. And I think Rand Paul's great, even though I occasionally disagree. But Senator Paul's report details $230 billion in wasted government spending. Excuse me, I'm sorry, $230 million in wasted government spending. Including approximately, this is what you have to listen to, $500,000 to maintain one self-cleaning toilet bowl at the Huntington Metro train station in Washington, D.C. The Washington Metropolitan Transit Authority, otherwise known as Metro, is expected to spend $150 million in the year 2020, fiscal year 2020. And this is despite the fact Rand Paul says that Metro, this is the subway system in Washington, experiences routine service outages, delays, incomprehensible policy choices, and mismanagement of funds, and the lowest ridership in 20 years. But we have to get back to what he calls the golden potty, the golden toilet bowl. From 2003 to 2017, the Inspector General says Metro spent approximately $500,000 of your taxpayer money maintaining a single self-cleaning toilet bowl located at the Huntington Metro Station. They can't tell you exactly what was spent. They're estimating $500,000 because Metro lost the invoices for 2007, 12, 13, and 14. And to make matters worse, the toilet wasn't even user-friendly. Metro defended its installation and operation of the Golden Potty, claiming it was necessary in the wake of 9/11 terrorist attack, and the Inspector General criticized that claim in its review. To top it off, the $500,000 toilet sat broken and abandoned in the station from 2017 to 2019. And in early 2019, Metro decommissioned and removed the Golden Potty they spent $500,000 on. And when Rand Paul inquired about the current whereabouts of the toilet, Metro was unable to provide an answer. $500,000 to clean a toilet bowl. Someone's getting rich on your taxpayer money. Someone in government's getting rich, and that's where the money's going. It's all wasted. It's all down the toilet, excuse the pun. And here's the deal. They want to take over your health care, and they want to take over the health care system and the medical system and the health insurance system. The people who waste $500,000 on one toilet want to tell you if grandma deserves an operation or not. Fight it with everything you got, or it's the end of America. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, by the way, I proposed a swap on my national radio show today, a swap. I want to trade California for Hong Kong. How do you feel about that? In Hong Kong, the demonstrators who hate communist China, who love capitalism, all love America. They're all marching with American flags. They're marching with eagles to represent America. And they're marching with posters of President Trump looking like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. It's Trump's face over a Rocky body with the boxing shorts on. They love Trump. They love America. They love capitalism. And in California, they hate Trump, they hate capitalism, and they hate America. So let's trade California for Hong Kong. What do you think? Perfect swap. Now, I did this on my radio show, and I got all kinds of emails. They all agreed with me. But one of them said, nah, we got to ask China to throw in Macau. It's got to be Hong Kong and Macau for California. That's a fair swap. California's big. Hong Kong's tiny. Macau is tiny. The two of them together for California, maybe. Good idea. So I've changed my swap, my trade. We all love a good trade. Let's go with Macau and Hong Kong. Macau is the gambling. So it's like getting the Las Vegas of China. So we'll have Vegas and we'll have China's Vegas. And we'll have Hong Kong, which is China's New York, financial capital. And California can go to China, communist China, because they love communism so much. Let them keep it. And speaking of loving communism, Mark Ruffalo, you recognize that name? Famous actor. Famous actor. He got paid $6 million for his role in Avengers Infinity Wars. And he's known for quite a few movie roles. And he's worth an estimated $30 million. And he calls for an economic revolution in America on Twitter, in public. This is not he got caught in a secret conversation in the middle of a nightclub. He didn't know a microphone was near him. No. He publicly calls for an economic revolution and wants America to become a socialist nation and wants us to elect Bernie Sanders as president. Can you imagine? There's one thing that makes me really happy. Can you imagine what Hollywood's morons, like Mark Ruffalo, communist morons, what they're going to be thinking and feeling the day after the election in November of 20 when Trump wins for another 4 years by an electoral landslide? Can you imagine the looks on their faces and how their brains are going to rot and their zombie brains are going to explode and they're going to have lobotomies and they're going to just run screaming, open their windows and scream, I can't take it anymore! But that's okay, because we should trade California for Hong Kong and Macau. Let's get rid of them all. They're insane. He's worth $30 million, and he wants to get rid of capitalism. Here's his exact tweet. Where's his exact tweet? It's time for an economic revolution. Capitalism today is failing us, killing us, and robbing from our children's future. Now, I hope this gets back to Mark Ruffalo. First of all, I'll never be watching another one of your movies, you mindless communist moron. You're dangerous to yourself. You're dangerous to sharp objects. If you have children, you're dangerous to them. And you're dangerous to anyone who ever listens to the hot air that comes out of your mouth and your stupid, obviously small, pea-sized brain. But let me get something straight with you. Venezuela is exhibit A for communism and socialism. In case you never noticed Cuba, I'll just skip right forward to today's Cuba, Venezuela. Now, in Cuba, everybody's starving. In Cuba, everyone lives in misery. In Cuba, they have nothing. In Cuba, their homes were taken away from them. Their businesses were taken away from them. And people got on crappy rafts that weren't made well. And they got into the ocean filled with sharks to paddle to America to get away from socialism. Maybe you were too young to know about it. But today we have Venezuela, which was the richest country in South and Central America. The shining prize of Latin America until they adopted socialism. And today, college students are starving to death at college. They're dying. There's no food. There's no food in the supermarkets. Most of the women under the age of 30 have left for other countries like Colombia and become prostitutes. No other way to make a living. People are eating zebras out of the zoo. People are drinking sewage water. I kid you not. Not making this up. And in an oil-rich nation, they have no gas for their cars. They can't get anywhere. That's what socialism does to the soul of a nation. They're starving to death, and they're prostitutes. And you want socialism. Smart guys in Hollywood. All right, don't go anywhere. Don't change the channel for the break. My great advertiser, Swiss America, is up next. They've got an incredible offer for you. They've got a free special report. They're America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. But in addition to a free special report by the great Pat Boone, the national spokesman, for about 20-plus years now, they've also got a free DVD you want to hear about in the report. I'm letting you in on a secret. Ask for it. It's hosted by yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. 30-minute DVD, yours free. Free report, yours free. Pat Boone, up next. Call him.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Republicans are releasing a 110-page report summarizing their findings from the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In the report, Republicans accuse Democrats of conducting an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. The report is a supplement to the Democrats' report, which members should be receiving shortly, as the hearing is set to begin on Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. As far as the mood on Capitol Hill from Republicans, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells NBC's Meet the Press.
Rounds one and two by Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff are as rigged as a carnival ring toss.
And former President Jimmy Carter is back in the hospital. The 95-year-old was admitted to a hospital in Georgia this weekend to treat a urinary tract infection. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. And by the way, in the words of John Wick, one of my favorite movies ever, John Wick 1, John Wick 2, John Wick 3, if you want peace, prepare for war. Here you get it on the Wayne Allen Root Show. We're always at war. I'm at war with the liberals, the progressives, the communists, the socialists, the Marxists, the globalists, the open borders, American-hating losers all over the world. I'm always at war with them. Make love, not war. I make love. I love my fans. I love patriots. I love the military. I love the police. I love small business owners. I love patriots. If you're in those groups, I love you. Gun owners, homeowners, business owners. That's what makes America great. Not criminals and felons and illegal aliens and welfare queens. So the good news is that the Republicans in the U.S. House have issued a report today. And that report says Trump committed no quid pro quo, no bribery, no extortion, no abuse of power. But rather the president made an entirely prudent decision driven by reasonable skepticism about corruption in the country of Ukraine. The report will provide the basis for Republicans' rejection of Democrats' anticipated articles of impeachment against the president for the remainder of the House proceedings. House GOP report says no evidence for Trump impeachment and warns of a dangerous precedent. Democrats in the House of Representatives have been working to impeach President Trump since his election. Democrats' impeachment inquiry is not the organic outgrowth of serious misconduct. It is an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. Understood in its proper context, the president's initial hesitation to meet with President Zelensky of Ukraine or to provide U.S. taxpayer-funded security assistance to Ukraine without thoughtful review is entirely prudent. Well, of course it is. Of course it is. If you heard that, as an example, liberals hate Israel. If you heard that all the money was going to Israel and the politicians there were ripping it off, and they were sharing it with the Vice President of the United States, Republican President Mike Pence, would President Obama or President Hillary Clinton give them the money? Would you hand them the $3 billion a year we hand Israel if you heard they were stealing the money and there was massive corruption and the United States VP was involved? Are you kidding me? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. And speaking of ridiculous, the FBI uncovers even more Hillary Clinton emails. Even more. The Hillary Clinton email scandal never, ever ends. Every year or so, every 6 months or so, more emails dribble out. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, my old buddy, who took my IRS case and proved beyond a shadow of doubt that I was politically persecuted and witch-hunted and intimidated and attacked by the Internal Revenue Service at the orders of the Democrat President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, my college classmate at Columbia. Tom Fitton is a hero to me, filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. And the State Department, in response to it, just confessed to a court that the FBI found more Clinton emails that were then turned over to State Department for review. This all happened on November 15th, just a couple of weeks ago. They informed the court that the FBI had located additional Clinton emails that potentially had not been previously released. And Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch says, I guess he's seen them, and says they include classified emails. Earlier this year, Judicial Watch announced that it received 756 pages of emails that were among the materials Clinton tried to delete or destroy, several of which were classified and were transmitted over her unsecure, non-government-issued email system. And that was supposed to be the final production of Clinton emails. Judicial Watch estimates the FBI being only able to recover or find approximately 5,000 of the 33,000 government emails Clinton removed and tried to destroy. And now they found a few more. But where are the rest of them? We know the NSA watches everything we do as Americans. You know that people have been listening to every Trump phone call. Don't you think the government has an actual copy of every Hillary Clinton email? Of course they do. They're not gone forever. This is the greatest example of a witch hunt against Trump, and the Democrats get away with everything. You know what this is like? If you got to the point where in America today, Republicans had to, by law, paint their cars red, Republican red, and Democrats had to paint their cars Democrat blue. So you knew every car on the road was being driven by a Republican or a Democrat. You could tell the difference instantly. Blue Democrats, red Republican. And then the police decided they were bought and paid for by Obama and Hillary, and they'd only pull over Republicans for speeding. Only red Republican cars would be pulled over for speeding, and Democrats could go 110, they'd wave them through. No problem. That's what's going on in America today. Hillary gets away with murder. And Trump, a phone call where he says something to a world leader is taken out of context, and suddenly he's a criminal for asking about the corruption and the crimes committed by Joe Biden. So bizarre. Now, I read you what Mark Ruffalo had to say. He wants socialism. He wants Venezuela, and he wants Bernie Sanders to be in charge of the United States. How about what Rob Reiner has to say? This guy is Meathead from the Archie Bunker TV series. Meathead. He says, white evangelicals and white supremacists made a pact with Putin to defend Trump from impeachment. Can you imagine how dumb these Hollywood liberals are? See, we got to give Hollywood away and take back Hong Kong and Macau. I mean, this is a joke. He says every Republican knows this president is guilty of countless impeachable offenses, but they, along with many white evangelicals and white supremacists, have made a pact with Putin, Rob Reiner said. Unlike a pact with the devil, this one could be unsigned. He says President Trump and his supporters are at a new level, equating us with white supremacists. So let me explain a few things to Meathead. First of all, Carol Connor, or Carol O'Connor. Was it Carol O'Connor or Carol Connor? Can't even remember now. The guy who played Archie on Archie Bunker. I think it was Carol Connor. Carol O'Connor. Anyway, he called you Meathead. He was right, Rob Reiner. You are a Meathead. So first of all, there's a difference between a white supremacist and a white nationalist. I am, in fact, white. Last I looked, my skin is white. Can't do much about that. That's how I was born. But I was born white, surrounded in an all-black town, and went to an all-black high school. So I know all kinds of things about getting along with people of different colors. I understand diversity. I understand all that stuff. And I got along wonderful with my black friends. So first of all, everything you're guessing is wrong. People don't vote Republican because they hate black people or hate people of color. Biggest lie I've ever heard. Number two, there's a huge difference between a white nationalist and a white supremacist, and you're trying to hide the difference to try and make people think it's one and the same. A white supremacist means you're white, you're born white, I can't change, I'm white, and I'm a nationalist. Look it up in the dictionary. It means I love America, I'm a patriot. I say America first at all times. What's wrong with that? I hope the French say France first. I hope the Brits say Brits first, British first, UK first, England first. I hope the Germans say Germany first. Hope the Japanese say Japan first. Everyone should love their country and fight for their country and support their country and defend their country. Being a nationalist is a good thing. Being a white nationalist means you're a white person and you love America. That's it. A white supremacist, which is what you're trying to make us all into, is a person who wants to murder people because they're black, or never give them a job, or they can't drink in a fountain, or they can't live in a house because they're black. This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm Jewish, Meathead. So's Rob Reiner, Meathead. You're Jewish, too. You can't be a Jewish white supremacist. It's impossible. White supremacists, of which there are so few in America, I could probably count them on a hand or two, like at Charlottesville. There were like eight of them marching with their stupid white hoods on. They're idiots. They're brain-dead idiots. There's eight of them. And the media tries to make it like it's the whole damn country voting for Trump. Lie, lie, lie. But white supremacists hate Jews as much as they hate blacks. It's impossible to be a Jewish white supremacist. But let me explain why you're so wrong, Meathead. You say that we're all white supremacists, that's why we support Trump. Actually, we support Trump because Obama killed the American economy and killed jobs. There were no jobs under Obama. First, they all died. In the first 3 years of Trump, he's created, what, about 9 million jobs? Obama lost 3 million. It's a 12 million job difference. But in the next few years of Obama, he created millions of jobs. And they were all minimum wage, horrible wage, low-class, crappy jobs, perfect for illegal aliens or a person just out of prison. Who said this? Obama's head of his National Economic Council. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a Harvard professor, a Princeton professor, and he went on to commit suicide, by the way. Just another thing you ought to want to know. The head, chief economist of Obama went on to commit suicide. He did a study, and 93% of all jobs created by Obama were minimum wage, low wage jobs. So, meathead, we voted for Trump because we just wanted a better economy and lower taxes so we could keep more of our own money and less regulations so we could run a business. That's it! It's that simple! It's amazing how liberals lie and slander and denigrate and try purposely to complicate things. We just wanted a better economy. We wanted America to be the roaring Reagan years. And we got it back with Trump. All right. Coming up next, don't go to the bathroom. Don't run to make a sandwich. Sponsor of my show, Dr. Joseph Williams. His website's vacationrestoration.com. Get a free trip to Vegas and get a brand new full head of hair. The guy is like Houdini. He's a magician. He's Copperfield. Next. Now. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Alarouche. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm American Maine, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. No wars like this anywhere else in the world. Not in Australia, not in New Zealand, not in Great Britain, not in Argentina. Only find a war like this in the United States of America. Son of a butcher. My dad was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. Taught me to be a patriot and a conservative and a Republican. And to love America and to love capitalism and to hate open borders. To believe in the Constitution. To believe in sovereignty of our nation and all nations. Every nation has a border. Every nation deserves a border. Speaking of that, here's a nod to the insanity of the Democratic Party. I call him Mayor Pete Butthead because I can't pronounce his last name. I have no idea what it is. And I really don't care. He's never going to be the presidential nominee. Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend nods in agreement that illegal aliens from Mexico are just reclaiming stolen land. This was yesterday. He sat in a church with controversial Reverend William Barber at the Greenleaf Christian Church in North Carolina. Barber is the former far-left former NAACP official. And he said out loud in front of the congregation that illegal aliens from Mexico are rightfully reclaiming their land here in America. And Mayor Pete sat there, nodded his head, and said absolutely nothing, just agreed with him. When you nod your head, you're agreeing. This is today's Democratic Party. Elizabeth Warren says she'll abolish the Electoral College before her second term starts. Now, first of all, the Founding Fathers knew that you had to give, you know, had to have an Electoral College because if you had a popular vote, a state like California or New York could overwhelm the nation. I mean, if you've seen the maps, almost everyone in America, and almost every state in America, almost every city in America, almost every county in America, almost every town in America is Republican red. But a few little blue blobs of inner urban cities on the coasts could determine the entire election of America, even though the rest of America is red. So in the infinite wisdom of the Founding Fathers, they devised the perfect fair system. But Democrats don't want a fair system. They want to cheat and steal and commit voter fraud. That's the reason I said this on my radio show today. The reason Hillary is so mad and so in shock that she lost, so incensed, and Democrats are so incensed that Trump won, and the media, the liberal media, so incensed that Trump won. It isn't because Trump won. It's because Trump beat a fixed election. Democrats are masters of voter fraud. Millions of illegals are voting all over the United States. How do I know that? Tom Steyer, the billionaire running for the Democrat presidential nomination, he comes to Vegas this week, I think Thursday, I think, you know, a couple days from now. He comes to the Sun City Democrat Club, which is a retirement age community, Sun City, in Las Vegas. And they have a Democrat club and a Republican club. And I've been the speaker at the Republican club. He's the speaker at the Democrat club and a billionaire. And the invitation, my friend sent me the invite to laugh at what frauds the Democrat Party is. The invitation says you must bring identification or under no circumstances, no exceptions made, you will not be allowed in. They keep saying that voter ID is racist, that if you ask someone for ID to vote, you're a racist. You must want to stop blacks from voting. So is Tom Steyer a racist? Does he want to stop blacks from attending his speech? Why? Does he fear blacks hate him? No, it's because reasonable people know if there's no ID, you could be a troublemaker. They want to know your name. You could be a weirdo. You could be someone they shouldn't allow in. Maybe you're a killer, a stalker. I get it. Of course you want ID. Of course there should be no exceptions. There should also be no exceptions in the election. But Democrats want illegals to vote. And they asked millions of illegals to vote, and they got them out voting in the last election. And Hillary thought that would steal the election for her and fix the election, the same way she fixed it against Bernie Sanders in the primary. And she got the shock of her life despite fixing it and having millions of fraudulent votes and at least 6 million illegals voting. That's why California, Trump lost by, what, 5 million or 6 million votes in one state? It's all illegals, and it's all voter fraud. And they all fixed it, or so they thought. Trump won a fixed election. He became the first guy in the world to beat the fix. No one's ever fixed an election, and the other guy wins. Trump did it. That's why Democrats are so mad. That's why Elizabeth Warren wants to eliminate the Electoral College. She's so dumb, she doesn't even know. There's no way to do that. You can't do it as president. You can only do it if a two-thirds supermajority in Congress passes an amendment, which is then ratified by three-fourths of the states. So sorry, Elizabeth, not going to happen. And last news story of the day has to be deadbeat dad Hunter Biden. Even though he's making, what, I think it was $82,000 a month, speaks no Ukrainian, never been to Ukraine, doesn't know anything about the energy business, but a Ukrainian energy company thought he was worth $80,000 a month. But he isn't willing to pay child support. So he's in court, and his own lawyer quit on him over the Thanksgiving weekend. His own lawyer quit. He's fighting child support payments to his baby mama, who's a stripper, who he met at a strip club while he was still together with the widow of his brother. This is a soap opera. As the world turns, as the Bidens turn, it's Dallas, it's Falcon Crest. It's all my children. It's General Hospital. Hunter Biden is all of them combined. He's with strippers. He's with his dead brother's wife. Wow. And he doesn't want to pay child support. He wouldn't even admit it was his kid. All right. Before we go, first of all, cops, God bless you. Be careful tonight. Be safe. And second of all, stay tuned for the commercial, the message from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season's here. Everyone I know is sick. I don't get sick. Because I have My Doctor Suggests. Alkaline, structured, silver products that beat colds and beat flu. Check it out now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.